the locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Hey, welcome back to Valley Falls, and as we return, we are set to go with the guys' game. The ball is up the tip of the way, and we control down by Marhill Mount Academy. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering at the CARE Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here, courtside, and the Ravens of Marhill Mount Academy and the Valley Falls Dragons here in the guys' game, and MHMA is going to turn it over 15 seconds into the game. Let's look at the starters quickly for Valley Falls and head coach Caleb Gantzmeyer. They're going to have Zach Evans and Dylan Cervantes, Trenton Craxner, Brennan Miller, and Avery Gatzmeyer. For MHMA and head coach Brad Kunicki, three-point shot here is going to be up and in, and it is going to belong to Brennan Miller for Valley Falls. For MHMA, you're going to have Carson Van Dyke and Lanston Taylor, Samuel Peisch, Mark Harris, and Sam Joyce. And now the Ravens are going to turn it over and save it back. The feed in the middle, stolen back again by Valley Falls. The feed, the shot, and the bucket won't go. Joyce with the rebound. Minute into the game, it is a 3-0 lead for Valley. Top side with the basketball for the Ravens is going to be Taylor. He'll dish it over to the left to the corner. Harris pushes it off on top between the circles. Carson Van Dyke. Ravens will work into the middle. Little collision. Ball batted around. It's loose on the floor. Picked up by Valley. It's going to be knocked away and saved back by the Ravens. This game is the antithesis of the first game where everybody was taking the time and slowing it down. And this game, these guys can't throw the ball enough or run up and down the floor enough here in the early moments. Here's a drive to the baseline. The running shot is up. It will not go down. Rebounding it is Valley Falls. 6:10 to go in the first quarter. Valley with the ball on the left side. The shot up too strong. Rebound, Ravens. Valley Falls has new uniforms, and I don't like them. They are white. The lettering where it says Dragons is white with very thin black piping around it. And the numerals are gold on white. Light, light gold with no outline. They are impossible to read. 5:45 to go in the first quarter. 3-2. Here's a three-point shot. In and out, no good. Rebounding it down for MHMA is going to be Mark Harris. And he got fouled. So Harris gets fouled. The whistle is going to be on Dylan Cervantes. It'll be his first personal foul. Five and a half to go in the opening quarter. 3-2 here in the at the start of the game. Ravens will take the ball into the left corner, bringing it back out on top. Harris looks inside. It's going to be knocked out of his hand. It's going to be stolen. Here's a breakaway, and the driving layup is up and good. And that is a big guy, so that's got to be Avery Gatzmeyer. I can't see his number, but I know he's bigger than anybody else on the floor for Valley Falls. 5 minutes ago in the opening quarter. Here's Joyce. He'll dump it over to the left side. The kick to the corner. Peisch from the outside. No. Rebound to Valley. Coming up with the ball, it's going to be Evans. Outlet quickly down the right side. The feed into the middle. Dished out. Three. Good. Three-point shot. Good from the outside. And that is Avery for three. And quickly, it is an 8-2 lead for the Dragons. 4.5 to go in the first. Ravens work around to the right side. Come off on top. Sam. Joyce looks in. Brings it out. Carson Van Dyke. Now Joyce at the free throw line. To the top for a three. And a rebound down to Valley Falls. Kraxner coming down with the rebound. I know that's Trenton because of the headband. The only one out there with one. He's worn that for 3 years. Here's a feed down underneath the goal. The ball trapped there. The dish to the edge. The three-point shot too strong. Peisch with the rebound for the Ravens. 4 minutes to play. The opening quarter moving fast here in Valley Falls. Neither team has made a substitution, but the Ravens have two players at the scorer's table right now. Landon Taylor comes off on top, and the three is good for Carson Van Dyke. It is now 8-5. 3:33 to play. First quarter. Gatzmeyer comes back off on top. Miller. Skip pass. The three from the left. Got it! Three-point shot out there by Cervantes. And it is 11-5. Valley Falls, 3:15 and rolling here in a fast, fast-moving and high-tempo kind of an opening quarter. Boys High School basketball, the first game of the second semester, 2022. Near travel, driving into the lane, the feedback, little hook shot, going to be up and in. Mark Harris will have his first point of the game. And it's 11-7. 2:45 to go. Between the circles for Valley Falls is going to be Brendan Miller. Brendan starts left, comes right, rocket pass underneath. The layup is up, a good plus one. That was a spectacular pass. Count the bucket, plus one. Zach Evans with the basket. The foul is going to be on Mark Harris, his first. Got a chance at a three-point play here for Zach. Now 13-7. One more shot. Evans eyeing up the free throw. Up. Not going to happen. Ravens with the rebound, and here comes MHMA. Vanessa Miller has come into the game. Now he's going to run the ball club at the one. Miller swings it over into the lane where the running underhand shot is up and good. Peisch. 13-9. Back underneath on the other end. Uncontested. Evans for two more. 15-9. And we'll get a timeout. Valley. We're going to take a break with Coach Gatzmeyer. Joseph, we are 2:08 to go here in the opening quarter, where the score is Dragons 15, Ravens 9.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
As we return, Morehead Mount Academy with a little play-in. But it fails. They turn it over. Valley Falls back up court with the basketball. Minute 50 to go in the opening quarter. The pass into the middle. It's going to be batted free. Stole it away. Coming up with the ball. Here come the Ravens. Keegan Mispagel has checked into the lineup. And as he comes up court, he'll step it over to Manassa and Miller travels with the ball. It'll come back again to Valley Falls. These two teams are flying up and down the floor. It is 15-9 with a minute 40-plus to go in the first quarter. And now the officials stop and play for a moment, and whatever the issue was, they seem to have gotten everything lined out. And here we go. Dragons up the floor. Down the left side with the basketball is going to be Miller. They'll feed it to the baseline. Gatzmeyer into the lane. The layup, good. How about that? Brandon Miller. 17-9. Back out top side. Ravens with the ball. Minute 15 to go and rolling along here in the first. MHMA finds themselves down by 8. It is the largest Dragon lead of the game. Van Dyke has it. Cross court left side to Miller. Feeds into the lane. Heisch tries to back in, is rejected, kicks it out on top. Miller's three fails, and the rebound is going to be hauled down by Valley. Look away pass, up the floor, the running, jump shot, good. So a little running shot on the other end of the court for Valley Falls, and Miller has two more. It is now 19-9, Ravens with a double-digit deficit in the last minute of the first. Pass comes off on top. Here's a three. Launched. Air ball wide to the left side. Rebound, Valley. Outlet down the right. On the floor once. The feedback. The layup is up, and it will not go in, but a couple of free throws coming the way here of Brennan Miller. Brennan is having a spectacular opening quarter. It is going to be the first foul of the ball game for the Ravens, Keegan Mispagel. The free throw, high arcing, but off the mark. Miller with one more shot coming up here. 7 points already in the game for Brennan Miller. Entering the lineup now for Valley Falls, and sporting number 13 tonight is going to be Carson Clark. Second free throw. He will hit it. 20-9. Ravens down some 11 with 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Lance and Taylor back into the game. He'll stand between the circles. He has, cannot elude his defender. 5 seconds closely guarded. And MHMA has come out a little rusty here in 2022. Valley Falls will walk it up. They're going to be looking for the final shot of the first, and they will be taking a double-digit lead to the bench at the end of the first quarter. Here's a feed to the left side. Craxter, three at the buzzer. What a shot by Trenton. We've got a timeout on the floor after one in Valley Falls. It is the Dragons 23, Ravens 9.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Set to go to the second quarter, 23-9. Valley Falls in front of Fort Hamilton Academy. For Valley Falls, opening quarter. Wow, what a great win by Brennan Miller with 8 points, leading his team, leading all scorers. Following him, then it was Avery Gatzmeyer with 5 and Zach Evans 4, 3 each for Cervantes and Kraxner, who hit that buzzer beater for MHMA, 3 for Carson Van Dyke to lead the way. Here's a driving layup. It is up and it won't go in. Rebounding it down is going to be Manasseh Miller. Miller will bring it up the floor for MHMA. Dump it over to the left side. The shot up a good for Miss Bagel. Keegan will have his first point of the game. 23-11. Pass is going to be intended for the baseline, but slapped away by Mark Harris. Raymond touch it last. It'll come back in again to Valley Falls. Half a minute into the second quarter. Avery Gantzmeyer inbound. He skips it into Carson Clark. Clark brings it back off on top. It's going to be Cervantes. Dillon to the right side to Evans. Back out Dillon. He'll go three. Gets his own rebound at the free throw line. Now loses it. Picks it back up in the lane. Tries a little backhand pass, but it'll be stolen away by Sam Joyce. Here comes more Helmut Academy. Ravens up the floor with a minute gone in the second quarter. They trail by a dozen. The lob underneath to Joyce. He can't get to that. And flying up the court, here's Cervantes. Look away pass into the lane. The shot is up. It misses. Rebound, Joyce. Valley Falls back on defense. And the Ravens again up the floor. Langston Taylor coming up. Canada will play off a nice screen. Dish it into the corner. Back it'll come to Taylor. Little player defense employed here by Valley Falls. Vanessa Miller comes off the screen. Tries to go down the left side of the lane to cut him off quickly. Valley defense has been very, very good tonight. 23-11. Ravens trailing in the game with 6:10 to go in the first half. Out on top, here's a three, launched but missed. And the rebound saved by Manasseh Miller. Feet to the right block, look away past Sam. Put too much on it, but got fouled. Sam Joyce putting a little too much stuff on that shot. It went completely across the rim, but I think probably he was anticipating the contact, which did in fact come. It'll be the second foul by Dillon Cervantes. A free throw here by Sam Joyce is no good. Dillon Cervantes with two fouls will come out of the game. Matter of fact, he has the only fouls for Valley Falls tonight. Marhill Matt Academy with two fouls also. One on Miss Pago, one on Harris. Second free throw. No. And rebounding it down is Valley Falls. Clark with a rebound. Here come the Dragons. Morehill Mount Academy settling into the 2-3 zone now. Skip pass to go to the left side. They'll push it off on top. Crossing to the baseline from right to left and then back. Cross-court pass. Nearly anticipated enough to be stolen, but was not. Shot missing. Follow shot missing, but we got a Raven foul. Two free throws coming up here for Carson. And the foul is going to be on Miller. Manasseh has his first foul. First free throw is up, and it is good. And Carson Clark is on the board tonight. That is the first point of the second quarter by Valley Falls. If you're keeping score at home, Carson is wearing number 13 tonight. The free throw rims out, no good. Ravens rebounded down. Morehill Mount Academy coming down with a rebound and then on the outlet throw it away. That's Brody Cotman. Brody, a tall young man out there on the floor. He's playing the, looks like they've got him in the four right now. Pinch at the five. Here's a backdoor bounce pass and the shot is up and good by Trenton Craxner. 26-11. Valley Falls has forged now a 15-point lead. It is their largest advantage tonight. Here's a shot for the Ravens from the right side. Up and good. Now the feed, the hook shot, no. Tipped around, no. Rebound, Valley. Ravens hustling after the basketball, and it's going to be stolen away by Morehill Mount Academy. Here comes MHMA. 4:40 to go in the first half. 26-13. Valley Falls has amassed a big lead. Teich has it at the top of the key. Back to the goal. Plays it back out on top in front of him to Langston. Taylor goes to the left side to Van Dyke. Carson slides around to the right side. Goes down the right side of the lane. Puts the shot up off the window and in. Carson Van Dyke gets his first points of the game, and we're going to get a Valley Falls timeout. Taking a break, Joseph, 4:19 left in the half. It's Valley Falls 26, MHMA 15.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Is the Valley Falls lead as we come back. Happy to have you along with us here this evening on CARE Radio. Man, we got a lot of games coming your way tomorrow night. We're going to be ACCHS, Wednesday, Benedictine, Thursday, Sport Look, Friday, Valley Falls, Jeff North, Saturday, Benedictine. Yeah, that's the way we begin 2022. 26-15 is your score. The Dragons back up court with the basketball. Avery Gatzmeyer playing up high at the high post, kind of between the circles, and his pass to the wing, take it down to the baseline, and it's going to get away from Carson. But it'll come back in again. Two Valley Falls. Dragons will go to the bench, and the newest addition to the floor for Coach Gatzmeyer is going to be Spencer Dorwamaji. Spencer Dorwamaji in the game, and Valley Falls can't handle the inbound play. They're going to turn it over. Here comes MHMA. 3:45 to go in approaching halftime. Ravens into the forecourt. Manassas Miller with it. He'll start down the left side of the lane. Back it away. Keeps it by the three-point line. Goes down at the top of the free throw line to Sam Joyce. Back over to the right is Miller. He will cut in. No room. Dumps it back. Parrish for three. Rebound. Out of bounds. No, it's going to be saved. And then lost out of play. It will be Valley Falls basketball. Avery Gatzmeyer will do the inbound. Miller out of the game now for Marhill Mount Academy. 3:20 to go. First half. Here's a long three aired out. Won't quite fall it over the back. Looking for the rebound. Zach Evans gave that thing a heck of a run, but problem was he found himself launched up and over and on top of a Raven defender. The foul is going to be on Evans. It'll be his first. An 11-point Valley Falls lead is worth 3 minutes to go first half. Neither of these teams are going to be able to put a lot together, but Valley Falls had a bit of a run in the first quarter. They have done very little. Matter of fact, 3 points in the first 5 minutes of the second quarter. Ravens in trouble. They're trapped in the lane. And are they going to get out of there? 3 seconds. Nope, they did not. No help for Mark Harris. Mark made the crucial error of pulling up his dribble right in the middle of the lane. But he made the reasonable assumption he was going to have a teammate somewhere within a reasonable proximity to get him the ball. But there was no one, and no one came to help. And he ends up turning it over with a 3-second call. Back up with the comes Valley. The feet underneath the big man. Shot. No. Slaps it out on top. Dragons are going to recover and keep the offense alive. Here's Brennan Miller, and he'll have it knocked away from him. Taken away by Carson Van Dyke. Ravens, look away pass, left side, Langston Taylor. Taylor has it stripped out of his hands. It's rolling on the floor. It'll be saved again by Van Dyke. 2:22 to go in the half. Again, it goes to the left side to Langston. He goes up with a shot, and this time the contact will ultimately result in a foul call. Foul is going to be on Spencer, and Dorwamaji will have his first foul, and the free throw for the Ravens won't happen. Langston Taylor continues to be scoreless in the game, and the Ravens continue to be 0 for at the free throw line. They are now 0 for 3. This one, 0 for 4. Rebounded down Joyce. Joyce left side, Taylor. Top side, Van Dyke. Shot, no. Rebounding it down is Kraxner. Here comes Dolly Ball. Dragon, start left, drive right, dish down low. The big man, power move, can't get it to fall. Rebounded over the top is Gadsmeyer. Avery is talking as he comes back up the floor. He's not real happy with how that whole thing transpired. Ravens back up the floor. We're inside. 2 minutes to go in the opening half of this boys' high school game. In the middle of the shot by Manasseh Miller. Won't fall. Rebound. Kraxner had it. Lost it. And then it's going to get away. It's going to get out of bounds. And officials are going to get together on it. It will be Valley Falls ball. Here come the Dragons. There'll be plenty of play here on the near side by Carson Clark. Clark topside between the circles. That's going to be Brennan Miller. Brennan dribbles down to the top of the key. Bumps it over to the right side. Down to the left. That's a long three. And it is good. From way, way outside. Nice long range shot for Avery Gadsmeyer. He's at 8. 29-15. Ravens have scored only 4 points here in this quarter. The shot blocked out of the hands of Manasseh Miller. And on the other end, the shot is up. It's in plus one. Valley Falls continues to expand its lead. It will be the second foul of the ball game by Mark Harris. And coming to the free throw line, Brennan Miller. He's one of two at the line tonight. He's already got 10 points in the game. Brennan puts this one up and perfect. 11 points for Miller. 32-15. 1 minute to go in the opening half. Ravens have it over to the right side. That's going to be Miss Pagel. Back off on top, Harris. Starts left, comes right, fades away, 17, nope. And it'll be saved by Peisch right in front of the Valley Falls bench. Samuel kicks it over to the left side. Here's a Van Dyke three. Up and in, Carson, his second three of the game. He's got 8. 32-18. Skip passes coming to the right side. Now the feed to the free throw line. The pass underneath. Carson, oh, he can't get it to fall. Rebound underneath. It's loose on the floor. Lots of pushing and shoving. And finally, a whistle blown. 20 seconds left in the half. Ravens have Keegan Miss Pago out there. Keegan is out there. Langston Taylor on the floor. You've also got, too, Carson Van Dyke, Samuel Peisch, and rounding it out is Mark Harris. The feed underneath, the layup is up and good, Trenton Kraxner. Kraxner with 7, 34-18. Ravens from the right side, the 3, rattles home by Peisch, and that will take us to halftime. Nice 3-point shot by Samuel. And we'll be back to summarize the opening half for you as we go to the locker room. Valley Falls 34, Markham Mount Academy 21.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care. air.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, bum.
Great Valley Falls, we're at halftime, and the homestanding Dragons have put together a 34-21 lead over Morgan Mount Academy as they're at the break. A recap of the scoring for you in the first half for Valley Falls. Tremendous half for Brennan Miller with 11. Avery Gansmeyer had 8 right behind him. Trent Craxton with 7 leading the way for Valley Falls. For the Ravens, it was an 8-point half for Carson Van Dyke and Samuel Peisch with 5. Ladies' game in the book. Valley Falls a winner in the opener. And guys' game, well, still a great deal of doubt. We're looking forward to bringing you the second half of that one live. Right now, though, we're taking a break. Halftime of the guys' game. We'll be back for the second half. And right now, with your intermission score, Dragons 34, Ravens 21 is back to Joseph. He can't wait to bring you another fantastic Hit Radio halftime.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7 KAIR Horton Atchison. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school basketball on this Monday night. Tomorrow night, we'll have JCN at ACCHS with the girls' game scheduled for 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. Wednesday brings us to Benedictine basketball as we've got the Ravens playing host to Peru State. Join us at 5:30 for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Thursday brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look comes to you from the CARE Radio Sports Studios immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday nights, normally around 5:15. Friday brings us again to high school basketball as we've got Valley Falls traveling to JCN. Tune in about 6 o'clock for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. And Saturday brings us back to Benedictine basketball as the Ravens are on the road at Graceland. Join us at 2 p.m. for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets, whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with. Give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Currently in the boys game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got the Valley Falls Dragons up at 34 points to the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens boys at 21. In the earlier game, it was Valley Falls taking the game with a final score of Valley Falls 31, Mar Hill Mount Academy 24. We'll be returning with just the weather eye forecast in about a minute.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows around 26 tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the south 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 42 tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Lows level off around 14 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Dry with temperatures well below average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs near 10 above to the low 20s. 1 to 2 inches of snow Wednesday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 31.5 degrees in North Atchison. The wind is out of the southeast at 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity is sitting at 77%. The barometric pressure is steady at 30.14 inches of mercury. The dew point sitting at 25 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a wind chill of 28 degrees out there this evening. Taking a look around the area, in Horton, it's 32 degrees. Leavenworth is checking in at 35 degrees, with St. Joseph, Missouri at 33. We'll be rejoining Tom Kautz courtside in about a minute.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And we welcome you back once again to Valley Falls, Kansas. Getting set to go to the second half. More Hermann Academy Ravens trailing the Dragons 34-21. Many thanks to Joseph, our producer engineer in the Care Sports Studio, keeping you up to date, sharing all that information with you at halftime. Joseph, thank you. Ravens are going to put the ball in play, and quickly, straight in, straight up, and first 2 points of the second half along Jimenasa Miller. It is 34-23. Ravens trailing at halftime by some 13 points. We're down by as many as 17 in the second quarter. Valley Falls with the ball. A little bunny hop right side. Blocked from behind by Peich. Knocked out of bounds. Half a minute into the third. It'll be Gatzmeier inbound again. He'll bring it in. The shot up quickly. No. And Sam Joyce using those broad shoulders to get himself some room underneath there. Come down with that rebound. Here comes MHMA. Lance Taylor will kick it over and shoot and score. Taylor gets his first point of the night. And the Ravens right back in this thing, trailing 34-25. What was 17-point deficit just a short time ago is back to single digits until that shot from deep in the left corner. A rainbow three is good for Brennan Miller. And Miller continues to lead his team. He leads all scorers. He's now at 14 points. It is 37-25. Ravens out on top with it. It's going to be Van Dyke. He'll slide to the right side. Comes out on top to Manasseh. Miller, top of the key. The dish into the corner to Van Dyke. Back to Peisch. Nearly has it knocked out of his hands. Saved by Harris. He will spin, shoot, too strong. Rebound underneath is up and in. Peisch. And Samuel with seven. 37-27. 6:16 to go. Both teams have come out of the locker room hitting some shots. Baseline left. Another three. That one is going to be too strong. And the rebound will have been touched last by Carson Van Dyke of the Ravens. It'll come back hitting it at Valley Falls. Kind of an oddity. All four teams tonight, the two girls teams and the two boys teams, 3-1 in the conference and 3-2 overall. Every team playing tonight with identical record. Well, at least coming into the game this evening. When we get done, there's going to be two teams that are 4-1 and two teams that are 3-2. Ball slapped out of bounds. No shot clock, of course, so this possession can last as long as the quarter lasts. It'll be back in again to Valley Falls. 5:45 to go in the third. Skip pass over to the left side. It's going to be Brennan Miller, and as he goes down to the baseline, he loses his footing. Falls to the floor. The ball gets away. Goes out of bounds. It will be Maura Hill Mount Academy basketball. Up the floor, here's Landon Taylor with it. He'll kind of weave his way over to the left side. Change directions, accelerate toward the lane, kick it back into the corner. Pass back out on top to Miller, over to the right side to Van Dyke. He wants the three, takes the three, hits the three. How about that? Carson Van Dyke. And now he is at 13 points. 37-30. MHMA battling back, and here's a driving shot off the right side. It's up and in by Miller. Brennan Miller for Valley Falls, 39-30. The ball's going to be stripped away. Manasseh Miller with a turnover. Over to the right side. The bounce into the lane, saved by Valley. Here's Gatzmeyer's three. No. Offensive follow, no. And a foul. Ravens picking up a personal foul. Fisher coming over to the scorer's table across the way, and it's going to be on. It looks like maybe Carson Van Dyke. It'll be Carson picking up his first foul of the night, first foul of the second half by either of these teams. And first of two free throws thrown right in there by Dylan Cervantes. One more shot here for Dylan. Up in. 41-30. Dragons in front. Ravens will bring it back down the court here in this Northeast Kansas League game. Peisch to the free throw line. Joyce back over to the right side to Van Dyke. Comes off on top. Lanston. Taylor starts into the lane. Back again it comes to Van Dyke. Valley Falls is really stretching that defense out a little bit more. Perhaps a little more respect for the Raven perimeter shooting game that they had earlier. Here's a feed underneath. Manasseh has it rejected. Rebound. All back down by Valley. One-hand push pass. Up the floor. Over to the left side it's going to go. Brennan Miller crosses, shoots, missed it. Put the trash bucket back up and in. Give that bucket to Zach Evans. He's got six. And we have a timeout on the court halfway through the third quarter. Joseph, let's take a little breather. 4 minutes to go in the third. It's Valley Falls 43, Maura Hill Mount Academy 30.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mesh egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
We return to Valley Falls, Kansas, and the Ravens return to the floor. Put it the ball in play. Treading, though, in the game now again by double digits, 43-30. MHMA will try to beat into the middle. Peisch had it, lost it, goes out of bounds. It'll be off Samuel, and back it will come to Valley Falls. Again, the Ravens in the ranking, Ravens and the Dragons are both 3-1 in the conference, 3-2. Overall on the season. MHMA in the 2-3 zone here. Feet drives in. The dish to the block. The shot is up and one. Oh, no, no foul call. Thought they were going to call a foul on that, but they did not sack it. But look at the bucket. No plus one. It is 45-30. Valley Falls was led by as many as 17. Is back up by nearly that many here, 15. Shot is up, missing. Follow shot. Good. Mark Harris with four tonight. 45-32. Valley, top of the key for three. Flying in for the rebound. It's going to be lost out of bounds by Cervantes. 2:50 to go in the third quarter. 45-32. Ravens did a great job here in the early part of the second half, battling back. Cut that 17-point deficit to 13 at halftime, whittled it all the way to 7. But Valley Falls has pushed right back up again. Fitting it here in 45-32. Turnaround shot, nope. Offensive rebound, don't get a lot of that. That was a nice job by Langston Taylor. Taylor dumps it over to the right side to Miss Pagel. Keegan, top side. Here's a three. It's up and good by Pike. So the big guy hits a couple of three-point shots, one at the end of the second quarter and one right there. Here's a three on the other end. It's up and missing. And rebound on the floor is saved by the Dragon. And then we get a foul. Clanton Taylor will have his first foul tonight. And the Ravens with two second-half fouls. Valley Falls is not fouled yet in the second half. MHMA brings Carson Van Dyke back in. Baseline shot up, no. Rebound, Ravens. Comes down the right side to Miss Pagel. Back out on top. Harris will drive, left-handed. Layup is up and in. Mark Harris. 45-37. And again, Morehill Mount Academy has cut it to a single-digit lead. Three from the left side. Gets it. For Valley Falls, Dylan Cervantes for three. 48-37. Peisch has it low. Goes back left. Cuts it into the middle. Ravens will bring it out on top. Here's a three. It's up and good. How about that? Manassa for three. 48-40. Skip pass underneath, and we get a foul call. Let's see which Raven this is going to be. It will be the second foul of the night by Keegan Miss Pagel. Craxler is going to take a little bit of a breather for Valley, and we're down to a minute to go in the third quarter. An 8-point Dragon lead. Make that an 11-point Dragon lead on another 3-point shot by Cervantes. That is his third three tonight. Ravens from up and underneath, no, but followed home. Heisch with two more. He's at a dozen, and it's 51-42. Three on the other end, no. Rebounded down by Harris. Ravens will run. Half a minute to go in the third. Harris kicks it right side. Peisch three more. No. That time it will not fall. Valley up the court, full speed, driving shot misses, and so we got a gold 10? Yeah, that's what I thought. The Ravens had gotten down the floor and had gone up and in hope of blocking that shot, but did not grab the rim and flexed it. So, give that bucket to Brendan Miller. A couple of more points. It is now 53-42. Valley Falls in front. 10 seconds left. Ravens with the basketball, looking for that final shot of the third quarter. And now it's going to be stolen away, and then a foul by MHMA. The ball is being handled by Carson Van Dyke. Zach Evans reached in to try to steal it away. Got a hold of the ball. Carson went back to try to recover it, and as happens so many times, commits the foul. Now, Valley Falls, here's a three. At the buzzer, it's up, it's no good, and we are through three quarters. We got a timeout on the floor. Back for the fourth quarter in Valley Falls, Kansas. Dragons, 53, Ravens, 42.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
We've known a lot of coaches over the years, and they must have some magic that they work in locker rooms at halftime, some inspirational words for, because Morehill Mount Academy scored 21 points in the first half, scored 22 in the third quarter here tonight, and have cut that Valley Falls lead a little bit, but still go to the fourth quarter trailing it by 11, 53-42. Valley is led in scoring by Brennan Miller. What a night he's having. He's at 18 already, and Dylan Cervantes at 11 for the Ravens. Van Dyke 13 and a dozen for Samuel Peisch. Out of the possession, it is Valley Falls basketball to begin the fourth. They nearly have it stolen away, but are able to recover it. Back down the left side with it is going to come Miller. Brandon will turn, hook, shoot, no. Rebound tipped out. Ravens will save it down. Here comes Lanston Taylor. Lanston coming into the forecourt. Dragons staying in there. Player defense. Pass comes off on top. And look inside. Nothing there. Back over to the right to Van Dyke. They'll feed to the right block. Backing in. Backing in. Getting his defender off his feet. Putting the shot up off the window is good. It's going to be Mark Harris. He's got 8. And the Ravens continue to battle hard. It is 53-44. Valley with the ball and a 9-point lead. The feed over to the right side of the free throw line. Nothing doing. Comes back up on top. And now as they try to split the lane, it's going to get away. And then the Ravens with a baseball pass to the other end of the floor throws it away. Trying to get it back a little too quickly. MHMA instead just does not even get a look at the rim. And back up with it will come Valley Falls. 6:50 to go in the game. 53-44. Dragons with the ball out in front. Brennan Miller, he's just been so good. Here's a driving layup up the left hand. It's going to be up and in for Zach Evans. He is now the third Valley Falls player in double-figure scoring. 55-44. Ravens back up the floor with 6:20 to go. The feed will come into the middle. Not a lot of room there. Skip pass back over to the left. Falling away. It's a three. Very short. Rebounded at the free throw line. The follow shot up won't go for Ms. Pagel. And then after the rebound, a scrum for the ball results in a foul. The foul is going to be on Keegan. It'll be three fouls by Keegan Ms. Pagel. And the Ravens are going to shift to a 1-3-1 zone. Here's a shot underneath. It's up. No good. Rebound down. Sam Joyce. MHMA taking it the other way. 5:55 left. Manasseh Miller, little one-hand push pass out on top. Lands to Taylor. He's less than a step from midcourt as he goes from side to side, way out on top. Ravens trying to open up a little bit of that middle. Manasseh dumps it back over to the left side to Van Dyke. Back it comes to Harris, to Miller. Dumps it off on top. Miss Pagel, it's three, doesn't go in. He got the look he wanted, but couldn't get it to fall. Back the other way. The feed, the shot, the bucket, and the foul counted in one. The foul is going to be on Manasseh Miller. It is his second foul of the evening. Check the disparity in fouls. Morehillmount Academy, 6 in the second half. Valley Falls, none in the second half. At the free throw line, the shot, up, in and out, nope. Rebound Valley, followed up, nope. Rebound, out of bounds. It is 57-44. Valley Falls in front, 5:14 to go. Morehillmount Academy's got their work cut out for them. We're going to have to get back into this in a hurry. Down 13 now. And the ball's going to be stolen. The breakaway, the driving shot, Gatzmeyer for two. Avery is in double figures. He is the fourth Valley Falls player to hit double figure scoring, and we're going to take a timeout. At 4:54 to go in the ball game. It's now Dragons 59, Ravens 44.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
With a little less than 5 minutes to go in the ball game, the Ravens find themselves in some trouble, trailing 59-44 over a Valley Falls team that has been able to put some points on the board. Matter of fact, four players in double-figure scoring, and Brendan Miller has 18 himself. Here comes the Raven offense. Let's see what they've decided to do here to get some points on the board in a short order. They'll go over to the right side, Carson Van Dyke. Carson got the nod at the starting one tonight. Here's a feed underneath to Manasseh, in some trouble, and as he goes up for the shot, they will say wave off the shot. He was fouled, and it'll be the first foul of the game, or the first foul of the second half, rather, for Valley Falls. Second foul of the game by Zach Evans. And a Raven inbound pass is knocked away and stolen. Valley Falls just alert and fast and quick three that misses, and the Ravens are going to rebound it back down. Valley Falls hustling after the loose basketball, able to pick it up. They'll cut over to the right side, dish it off down low, kiss it off the window, but it's no good. Rebound, loose on the floor. It'll be saved by Cervantes, and they'll say he put a toe on the baseline. 4:12 to play. Back up four with it. Here comes MHMA. They will skip it over to the left side, and the ball is going to be touched last for the Ravens, and they will turn it over here. 4 minutes left. Valley Falls patiently now. We'll walk it up the floor. Here's Brennan Miller. Left side to Kraxner. Cervantes. Looking underneath. Nice entry pass. The shot off the window and good. Zach Evans, two more. Zach has owned this fourth quarter. He's got 6 of his 14 points here in the fourth. 61-44. 3.5 to go. into the lane. Little spinning shot is up. It will not count. We're going to have a foul here. And the Ravens coming to the free throw line. For MHMA, if they've got any hope of getting back in this, they're going to have to score a lot at the free throw line with no time coming off the clock. Going to be the first foul of the night if you're keeping track at home on Valley Falls, Brennan Miller. Free throw, up and good. Carson Van Dyke with his 15th point tonight. Or excuse me, his 14th. Maybe I'm expecting this one to go in. Now his 15th. And it is 61-46. 3:20 to go. The clock is not MHMA's friend here. Valley Falls to the basketball up top side. It's going to be Avery Gatzmeyer. They're running a little bit of motion type offense. Now drive down the right side of the lane. And as they go up for the shot, they will say it's going to be blocked back down to the floor by Lansden Taylor. And the Ravens are going to have the basketball back from deep in the backcourt. But time is of the essence. 3:08 to go. Down 15. Taylor will come up, cross at the center of the logo, swing it over to the left side, Manasseh Miller. Back out on top, it's going to go to Van Dyke. Carson, holding it high above his head, looks first to the left, then back to the right. He'll swing it over there to the wing. Ball's going to be knocked out of the hands of the Ravens, stolen down the court. The bucket is up, it's good, plus one. And MHMA with that turnover is the ball stolen out of the hands of Mark Harris. Count the bucket. It'll be the first foul of the game by Peisch. And a three-point opportunity here for Avery. And he won't get it. Peisch with the rebound. And then they'll say he got fouled. The foul will be on Dylan, his third. Dylan Cervantes for Valley Falls. .240 to play, 63-46. Valley Falls has done a masterful job here tonight. They have hustled. They've shot well. Here's a baseline three for the Ravens. Won't go. Take it away. Down the court. Driving. Craxner has it stripped out of his hands, and he gets fouled. Harris was not going to give him the satisfaction of an uncontested layup. Got Mark for three fouls now. 2:27 to go. Inbound it comes. Up and in. Craxner for two. Beautiful inbound play. 9 points, Trenton Craxner. Trenton is the only starter for Valley Falls who's not in double-figure scoring, and he's got nine. Here's a baseline three for the Ravens. It's way off the mark, and a rebound is going to go out of play. And block to MHMA. 2:06 to go. Valley Falls is going to improve their mark to 4-1 in the conference and 4-2 overall. The ball is going to be punched out of the hands of Lanston Taylor across the way. It'll come back again to the Ravens right at the end of the MHMA bench. Harris brings it into Miller. Manasseh starts right, drives left. Goes to the free throw line, tries to feed to Peisch underneath, and the communication was not complete. The ball caroms away out of bounds, and back it'll come to Valley Falls. Now the Ravens going to go to the bench a little bit. I'm going to have to break up the old program. Here we go. For Murray Hillman Academy, I got Bennett Wilkes in the game, and I got 12, and I got no 12 in the game. That's probably Luke, isn't it? Luke Siebert. And I've got 11. That's Nathan Randolph. It's the freshman crew out there, guys. I got a shot outside. No. Rebound. Followed up. No. We got an offensive foul. Valley Falls still has its varsity out there, but the Ravens have gone to the freshman team. Putting it in play now is going to be Braden Taylor. Walking it up the floor is Eduardo Sarion. Eduardo comes right side to Brady. Copeman will feed down to the baseline. The shot is up. It's no good. Rebound to go back down. It's going to be Valley Falls in a minute and a half to play. Valley Falls making no move at all to take the varsity out of the game. The feed underneath. The shot goes up. Nope. And we're going to have a two-shot foul. Let's see. Get telegraphed in against whom. It's going to be Luke Siebert picking up the foul. Coming to the line for Valley Falls, it's going to be Brennan Miller. Can he get to 20 tonight? He's got 18. First one here. No. That one wedges. So it will tell you that it was a little long and a little wide. And it will also tell you that he's not going to go to 20 probably tonight. One more shot coming up here for Miller. He'll take his time, and this one fails. Rebound, Ravens. Coming down with the basketball is going to be Bennett Wilkson, MHMA, up the floor. It's Eduardo Sarion. He'll go to the left side. Hook shot up, no. Rebound, Valley. Baseball pass, other end of the court. Driving left, the shot is up, it misses, and the rebound, saved down, stolen back by Valley. Follow shot, falling away, it's up and good. And that is going to be two more points for Miller, so he does get to his 20. 67-46. Braves around to the left side, 40 seconds to play. Valley Falls still with starters out there. Here's a shot up from the outside. They do not take a timeout to make any kind of substitution effort. Here's a baseline shot. It's up. It's not going to go. Rebounding it down. That's going to be Gatzmeier. So, Avery coming down with the rebound. And now, Coach Caleb Gatzmeier will take a timeout. His team leading by 21 will make substitutions with 27 seconds to play. They're going to walk it up the floor. Let's see what they got. Valley Falls will dish it over to the left side. Just kind of hold on to the ball. And it's going to be Logan Martins. Here's a shot up. Nope. Rebound out of bounds. Raven ball. 12 seconds left. Question is, will MHMA get a shot away before the end? They'll bring it up. They're going to have to hurry. Be aware of the time. 7 seconds, six, out on top with it. They'll drive, go to the left. The shot is up at the buzzer. It's no good, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight, Valley Falls 67, Markham Mount Academy 46, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Mom, I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
I men's game completes a sweep of Morehill Mount Academy, winning in the second contest 67-46. For Valley Falls, four of the starting five made it to double-figure scoring, led by Bank of Atchison player of the game, Brendan Miller with 20. 14 for Zach Evans, a dozen for Avery Gatzmeyer, and Dylan Cervantes with 11. Trenton Kraxner, the other starter, got 9 in the game. For MHMA, pace it away, it was Samuel Peisch with a dozen. Valley Falls moves to 4-1 on the season, in the conference, and 4-2 on the season. MHMA is now 3-3 and 3-2 in the NEKL. Opening game, it was a win for the Valley Falls ladies, 31-24 in a low-scoring affair. Tomorrow night, more high school hoops. We'll be coming away from Effingham, Kansas, as it's another NEKL battle with Pleasant Ridge. Looking forward to joining you then. Hey, thanks so much for having joined us again here tonight. It was Valley Falls sweeping up air from Morehill Mount Academy. And until we greet you tomorrow for our man Joseph, producer and engineer back at the Camp Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, thank you, as always, for Valley Falls, Kansas, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.